Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for mixed precipitation today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 37. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 14. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 24. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has partnered with the Kansas Rural Development Center to announce rural development projects of more than 54 different projects around the state, where they say they are working on generating clean energy and improving energy efficiency around the state. As WIBW reports, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Director for Kansas Rural Development, Christy Davis, they say there are more than $5.8 million worth of investments coming to the state for the Rural Energy for America program. In a statement from Davis, she said, quote, expanding clean energy production benefits working families and small businesses in Kansas. These projects are strengthening our energy independence and helping rural small businesses take control of their energy needs. In other news, the latest nationwide study shows that the state of Kansas has been named the best state to drive in nationwide. As according to WalletHub.com, they say on the 100-point scale, Kansas comes in at number one, ranking 65.92.
Hey there, it's Delana from Truck Stuff with a few items that come in handy this time of year. We have the largest selection around of WeatherTech and Husky floor liners to keep the mud and slush off your carpet. Mud flaps and wheel well liners also offer nice protection. And don't forget, bug shields are great at protecting against rock chips from the salt and sand on the road. We also offer remote start and heated seat covers. So stop by today for your winter gear at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Need some fast help with your business? Not enough time or staff to get things done? The Kansas Micro Internships Program offers on-demand help year-round for business, HR, IT marketing research, or other special projects at no cost for your first two projects without any paperwork. The 32 Kansas public colleges and universities provide the help you need today and tomorrow. For more details on how to register, please visit kansasmicrointerns.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Board of Regents and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The congressional delegation from the state of Kansas continues to focus on immigration issues in the Washington, D.C. level after newly elected Congressman Derek Schmidt from the 2nd District, along with Congressman Tracy Mann, had both voted for the H.R. Bill 30 in D.C., known as the Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act, last week. As WIBW reports, the bill did pass the House of Representatives with a 274 to 145 vote that would set criteria for deportation of undocumented migrants that may have been convicted of or that admit to committing sexual crimes or domestic violence issues. In a statement, Congressman Derek Schmidt said, quote, our Republican Congress is acting quickly and decisively to end the Biden border crisis. As Kansas Attorney General, I saw far too many cases of illegal aliens committing heinous, violent crimes against American citizens, particularly women and children. Derek Schmidt was a co-sponsor on the bill that ended up passing out of the House and is now sitting in the U.S. Senate. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska legislature continues to debate on numerous different bills, including one bill that has officially been presented that would mandate Nebraska's K-12 schools around the state to be required to teach students from elementary school all the way to high school about human development. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, that legislative bill 213 was presented by State Senator Rick Holdcroft from the Bellevue area, saying that the State Board of Education would be mandated to teach by March of 2026 the measures that include standards for human embryology as part of the state's science education standards, where the curriculum must cover the stages of the human embryo development, including high-definition videos showing the development of the brain, heart, sex organs, and other vital organs. During the introduction of the bill, they said it was not a bill about sex education, but what he said was a focus on human development, saying part of the bill is if parents think that it's too much for their child, that they wouldn't have the option to be opted out.
Hi, Grandma. I'm in trouble and I really need some money.
Of course I'll help. But first, what's the family code word?
Code word?
In 2023, Americans lost $9 billion to fraud. Safeguard your family by establishing a family code word, only known to family members, and verify that code word with the caller before taking any action. Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Monica Thayer from the Washington County Extension Office. We talked about how January is Radon Action Month in the state of Kansas.
Radon is a radioactive gas that is naturally occurring, but the biggest concern with it is that there is no taste, odor, or color to this gas. And outdoors, it doesn't pose a threat because it gets diluted into the air. However, in enclosed spaces, such as a home, it can become trapped, and then it can poses a threat after long periods of time as you're breathing in that radon. It does increase your risk for lung cancer.
And winter is a good time to test your home for radon.
Yeah, so at the Extension office, we have test kits where you can test your home for radon. And winter is a great time because they want to test what the level of radon is in your house without a lot of windows and doors open. You know, being in the Midwest in the fall and the spring, sometimes even in the summer when we have really nice weather, we tend to open up our doors and windows so we can get some air into our home. And we don't want that when we're doing the actual radon test. You can still go in and out of your home like normal while you're doing that test. However, they do want to minimize, opening doors and windows. So that's why winter's a great time because it's so cold outside. Nobody in the Midwest is going to have those doors and windows open.
Kansas is one of the states with high levels of radon.
So radon is that naturally occurring gas, and it is from breakdown in the soil. So just in Kansas, where we are, it is just happening. It's a natural decay of radium and uranium that's found in the soil beneath homes, schools, workplaces. So just something naturally occurring that we have to deal with here in Kansas.
If you would like to learn more or get some radon test kits, you can go to your local extension office.
You can learn more about radon. There is a website. It's called www.kansasradonprogram.org. You can go to your local extension office in Kansas. There's one in every county in the state of Kansas. And you can purchase a radon test kit in the River Valley District, which includes Clay, Cloud, Republic, and Washington counties. We have those test kits available for $7.50. Everything that you need comes with that test kit. You do the test at your home, and you mail off the test, and you get the results back. So that $7.50 is the entire cost of the test. Now, if you have high levels, which in Kansas we tend to do have high levels, if you need to do what's called radon mitigation, there is more information on certified professionals on that website, kansasradonprogram.org.
I would like to thank Monica for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.
Preston J. Bayer, age 22, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial of the Terry. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Preston Bayer. Darlene M. Ferking, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Ferking. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, garden blend, and cherries. Tomorrow, a sloppy joe, baked beans, pea salad, and tropical fruit. KNDY News time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some snow and rain showers possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. More sunshine by Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Warming up as we head into the weekend, partly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Some sunshine into Monday as well with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. And staying warmer on Tuesday with sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this date, 65. The average low, 19. The record low, 21, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:36. 22 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of January. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you feeling under the weather? Did you get a cut that needs quick care or need a same-day appointment? At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we're here for you, Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is Crystal Lease, and we're ready to offer you personalized care, even if we're not your primary provider. Call us today or search us online. Personalized medical care you can rely on with Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the best barbecue around. With pulled pork, brisket, burnt ends, and more. Daily specials, a fresh salad bar for lunch or dinner, and now featuring hand-dipped ice cream. Make it Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Open Tuesday through Saturdays with full-service catering also available.
More than twice as many as anyone else. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Nuggets, a 144-109 rout of the Sixers last night. Nikola Jokic, triple-double in four straight games, 7 of the last 10. He is 19 this season. LeBron James is second with 9.
LeBron right side, Max Christie for 3. No good. Rebound, Austin Reeves. Alley-oop to LeBron, slam dunk, and a foul. A perfect pass by Austin Reeves. And LeBron did the rest.
710 ESPN LA. LeBron with his 9th triple-double as the Lakers beat Washington 111-88. LeBron joining Karl Malone as the only players in NBA history at the age of 40 or older to record a triple-double. Knicks get 25 from Karl Anthony Towns. They beat the Nets 99-95. Blazers beat the Heat. Jimmy Butler 13 in the loss. He wants out of Miami. Would like to land in Phoenix. The Suns yesterday trading their 2031 first-rounder to the Jazz for 3 first-round picks, giving them more assets for a possible trade. Men's college ball, Tennessee 11-0 at home after they beat Mississippi State by 12 in a matchup of top 15 teams. Ohio State 73-70 win at number 11 Purdue. UConn needed overtime but outlasted Butler to win by 2. Billy Wagner, CC Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ichiro one vote shy of being unanimous. Good news, bad news for the American women at the Australian Open. Emma Navarro falls in the quarterfinals, losing to the 2 seed, Iga Swiatek, 1-2. But in the semis, Swiatek gets another American, Madison Keys, who wins in 3 sets. On the ice, Predators rally from down 5-1, beat the Sharks 7-5. Capitals 3-2 over the Oilers. No goals for Alex Ovechkin for a second straight game. Rangers a 5-0 rout of Ottawa. NFL Jets are closing in on Aaron Glenn for their coaching vacancy. Patriots expected to hire Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. It would mark his 3rd stint in New England.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes. Rinse it
off. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stings that just will never come out.
Oh, I got me in the wrist chain.
So clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Tuesday basketball action. Marysville falls to Rock Creek 61-40 in the Thunder Classic. In other action, St. Mary's took Holton 63-37. Troy held off Jackson Heights 50-18. And Nemahal Central beat Hiawatha 52-32. Marysville boys face Holton Thursday at 4:45. We'll have the broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Diller Odell splits with Southern Tuesday night. Lady Griffins win over Southern 52-43, and the Raider boys win over Diller Odell 47-40.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The main stock indexes reached their highest levels in more than a month Tuesday, the first full day of trading in the second Trump administration. The Dow surged 538 points to close above 44,000 for the first time since mid-December. The S&P rose nearly 0.9%, the NASDAQ 0.6%. Netflix shares soared on Tuesday after the company announced that it had added almost 19 million subscribers in its fourth quarter. New users were attracted by a mix of live sports, popular series, and special events like Beyoncé's football halftime show. Despite blockbuster earnings, Netflix disclosed that it's raising subscription prices across all tiers of its service. The wildfires burning around Los Angeles could affect used car prices in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, in fact, the rest of the country. Analysts at J.D. Power expect Californians to quickly replace their damaged or destroyed vehicles, driving up used car prices nationwide. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
From sunrise to sunset, Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has you covered. Start your day with a hearty breakfast or swing by for lunch and dinner, where every bite feels like home. Need a break? Treat yourself to their specialty coffee bar, complete with fresh pastries and sweet treats to brighten your day. The Corner Bistro and Diner, where great food and warm smiles are always on the menu. Check out their Facebook page, The Corner Bistro and Diner, your corner of comfort and flavor. Open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., closing Monday and Wednesday at 3.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you as we start off new trading for the middle of the week. Markets brought to you by CanEquip, your local Case IH and New Holland dealer across the entire state of Kansas. For more information, locations, and great deals, find more online at CanEquip.com. Well, as things got back in action yesterday from the MLK Day that was on Monday with markets closed, we saw definitely a bit of a jump, a transition in the markets yesterday with a lot of big growth in the grain markets overall. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all saw some big numbers. Livestock started off higher but slowed down as the day went on, wrapped up kind of mixed all over the board. We'll see what's in store for us today. But the corn market definitely saw some gains. March corn up 5 3/4 yesterday, finishing at 490 even a bushel. The May corn was up by 6 3/4 cents to 499 and 3/4 cents. In the wheat market yesterday, big jumps here with March KC wheat up 27 cents on the day yesterday, finishing at 575.5. The May KC wheat was up by 27 cents as well at 585.5 cents. In the oats market, things mostly higher there. March oats were up 10 1/4 to 372 3/4, with the May oats up 9 pennies at 377.5. Soybeans, they took the biggest jump yesterday, with March soybeans finishing 33 1/4 cents higher to 1067 1/4. May beans were up 33 cents at 1077 3/4 there. The meal for March up $13.80 to 311 even, with the May meal up 1360 at 318.60. And the soybean oil, they were trending lower for most of the day yesterday, saw a bit of a rally right at the end with the March oil up 8 pennies at 45.77. The May oil was up 4 pennies at 46.16. Canola yesterday slightly lower here. March was down 2.40 at 6.29.5. And the cotton markets were in the green 6 cents, finishing at 67.66. We'll see what's in store for us for a Wednesday.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A new-to-Kansas cattle disease has recently been identified in the eastern part of the state. K-State veterinarian in the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, Greg Hanselcheck, explains what filariosis is and how it is usually transferred to livestock. He mentions what this disease is similar to.
It's a new disease to the United States, relatively new, and it's called filariosis. And it's caused by a red blood cell organism, a protozoa called Filaria orientalis aequida. It's very similar to anaplasmosis, meaning it infects the red blood cells, and then the spleen in the body recognizes the red blood cells as being abnormal, and so it takes the red blood cells out of the circulation. So the clinical signs are associated with the animal starving from oxygen. There's just not enough red blood cells to carry the oxygen to the tissues.
He discusses the first case in Kansas and the signs the cattle presented.
This is a disease that was first discovered in cattle in 2017 on the East Coast, and we've been kind of watching it and the tick that we'll talk about associated with it move towards Kansas. And so we've developed a test to look for this Filaria organism. And this producer had a bunch of calves that he purchased, brought them in to feed. They started having some looked like respiratory issues. Some of them were yellow, open mouth breathing, relatively high fevers, all those kind of things that we associated with bovine respiratory disease. But it was this Filaria organism that they were infected with.
There are many ways the disease could spread, but Hanselcheck identifies the main source.
Well, the Asian longhorn tick is really the major carrier of this, and it's an insect that is not native to the United States. We brought it in from Japan, China, Australia, and New Zealand back in 2010, and in parts of the world where there's filaria and there's ticks, where there isn't the tick, they don't have filaria. So it's really important part of it, but I want to make sure that producers understand that there's other ways to transmit it between animals in a herd. Multiple use needles, tattoo pliers, tattoo or ear taggers, anything that transmits blood from one animal to another can transmit this disease. But it is highly associated with the Asian longhorn tick, which is a new insect that was imported in the United States.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck with information about filariosis in cattle. Learn more about testing at www.ksvdl.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
In many parts of the country, keeping your toes warm in the winter can be a full-time job. A few fundamentals for happier feet today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. Basketball player Caitlin Clark celebrates a birthday, and NBC's Joke Fest, known as Laugh-In, debuted on this night in 1968. From chemical packs to heated insoles, there are all kinds of high-tech gadgets these days for keeping our toes warm. But a few old-fashioned fundamentals still apply. First, it's essential to keep your feet dry. A moisture wicking sock liner under an insulating wool stocking is best. Be sure your footwear isn't too tight. Your feet need blood circulation to stay warm. And keep the rest of your body warm. That prevents your core from stealing heat from the extremities. Fingers and toes are the first thing sacrificed. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 21 degrees this hour. Temperatures a little bit on the rise last evening at least. And we'll be on the rise today with highs approaching 40. Look out, another cold front strikes again Thursday with middle 20s, but we're back in the middle to upper 30s by Friday.
Black Creek Mustangs proved too much for the Marysville Bulldogs, tipping off the 11th annual Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central in Seneca Tuesday. Rock Creek outscoring Marysville 23-9 in the second quarter. Took a 34-18 lead to the locker room and never looked back. 61-40 the final. Mustangs were led by Gavin Rosa with 20 points. Coley Burgess in double figures with 17. Rock Creek improves to 6-1. Marysville's Willow Todd had 13 points. The only Bulldog in double figures as Marysville falls 3-6. Rock Creek 61, Marysville 40. Bulldogs advance to face Holt back in the bracket Thursday in a 4:45 tip-off. 11:05 on KNDY.
Tuesday basketball action. Marysville falls to Rock Creek 61-40 in the Thunder Classic. In other action, St. Mary's took Holton 63-37. Troy held off Jackson Heights 50-18. And Nemo Hall Central beat Hiawatha 52-32. Marysville boys face Holton Thursday at 4:45. We'll have the broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Diller Odell splits with Southern Tuesday night. Lady Griffins win over Southern 52-43, and the Raider boys win over Diller Odell 47-40. Twin Valley Lake tournament play continues with girls semifinals Thursday. Will air Centralia versus Donovan West at 6 and Hanover versus Valley Heights at 7:30 live on KNDY FM 95.5. Friday, it's boys semifinals. At 6, will air Hanover versus Clifton Clyde. And at 7:30, airing Axtell versus Centralia. Also live on FM 95.5, streaming at KDYRadio.com. Always available on our free mobile app. College hoops tonight. Kansas Jayhawks 5:30 pregame show will join in progress following our evening news block. And Kansas State 7 o'clock pregame. It's on AM 1570 FM 94.1.